More than 40 years ago, the French Electricity Board was planning to construct three big hydroelectric dams in the Verdon Gorges. These dams would cause the disappearance of several caves that contain traces of the lives of prehistoric men of different eras. The specialists were alerted and decided to set about a campaign of prospection and emergency excavations.
Le barrage aura 100 mètres de haut.
100 mètres de haut.
Oui, il contiendra 1,550 milliard de mètres cubes d'eau.
Adieu.
From 1958 to 1966, this research was carried out by several teams from the French Scientific Research Agency, CNRS. Henri de Lumley was in charge of prospecting the most ancient Paleolithic sites. The Boum Bonne Cave would tell the story of Verdon Man from the days when fire was first discovered 400,000 years ago. Jean Courtin was searching for sites from the Neolithic, Copper, and Early Bronze Age. He discovered the traces of the arrival of the first farmers in the region. Meanwhile, Charles Le Grand was organizing the surveys for Late Bronze Age, Iron Age, and historical sites. The captain's shelter was to yield the finest stratigraphy of the Late Bronze Age in southeastern France. In summer, as in winter, the archaeologists were out in the gorges. Prospection was carried out with very basic means, and a spirit of adventure often reigned. A gallery had been discovered in the cave of the church. In its deepest reaches, painted suns were found. At the foot of these suns, vases of offerings had been placed by people from the Copper Age. The scientific results accumulated. There were 60 archaeological sites listed at the time. Thus, for 8 years, archaeologists raced against time and the dam construction sites. They would meticulously uncover the precious archives of our past before the inevitable arrival of water in the gorges.